In the United States, snack foods are a $24 million industry. We have been known to scarf down cookies, chips, pretzels, popcorn, and always craving new flavors that companies call bold, blazing, zesty. Joining us now to talk about snack food and what the blazes blazing means is Glenn Fluck, the chief operating officer of Dale & Thomas Popcorn in Englewood, New Jersey, who joined us on the phone. Thanks very much for being with us.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Well, by the way, we'd like you to join our conversation to tell us about your favorite snack food flavors or least ones at 1-800-989-8255, 1-800-989-TALK. Thank you very much for being with us. How do you know when the country is hungering for a new snack food flavor? I mean, does anybody say, now that we've got the jalapeno chips over with the American public, we've got to move on to habanero?
Well, I think it's, the consumer is always looking for something new and exciting when they go down the snack food aisle. And I don't think that ever gets, fixed at a place in time. They always are willing to try something new. And if they like it, then it becomes the next jalapeno or the next salt and vinegar or the next barbecue, if you will.
Is there room for a lot of mistakes? Have you personally known a lot of mistakes?
Oh, I think there's tons of room for mistakes. In fact, I think it's the only way to figure out what the consumer wants is you got to put a lot of flavors out there, a lot of products out there. Don't rely on all this analytical consumer testing that you may or may not do. Put the product out there and see if consumers will take it and enjoy it.
How faithfully can you reproduce flavors? I've been on your store in the Upper West Side with our 3.5-year-old any number of times, and honestly, if I might tell you, some flavors just translate better than others.
They sure do. And, again, that's part of the whole essence of trying to figure out what consumers really like. What translates best for us on popcorn to consumers? Is it cheddar chipotle? Is it a chocolate drizzle? Is it a peanut butter drizzle? Is it just all natural popcorn? Hmm. So that's a real challenge for us.
What about health?
Health is, people are always concerned about health, but I think what I find is the better for you snack category continues to remain a fairly small part of the business, and people will continue to look for bold flavors, something that they can really grab at, and they'll eat in moderation. Because those better for you snacks, the baked snacks and those kind of things, it's hard to deliver those great flavors with those products.
Hmm. What could you chance to tell us without, because I know you're suddenly in a competitive position with Garrett's of Chicago, right? They've moved into Times Square.
We are.
Can you, and they're just cheese, caramel, and regular people, right? That same basic untested, or same basic well-tested recipes for decades now.
For the most part, that's correct.
What's the next big flavor in American snack food, or among the two or three?
Well, I think, I always tend to look at, what's going on in the restaurants. What's coming out of there that may be the next big idea? Mm-hmm. If you look today, Asian flavors continue to be very good. Lots of barbecue flavors tend to be very, very hot. There's some Thai flavors that are tending to get more space on the menus, those kind of things. Again, the very bold flavors that people look for.
Mm. Short of putting, may I ask, do you have people that are just sitting in folding chairs in hotel rooms in Midtown Manhattan sampling some of your flavors, and some of them will get to market and some of them won't?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
That's correct.
I know this business, don't
we? We make lots of products and sample lots of products. They have two chefs on staff. We're constantly trying to innovate flavors with regards to popcorn and see what we can come up with that really captures people.
Glenn Fluck, we have a caller now from Reno, Nevada, with a question, I think. Mary, in Reno, all America probably wants to know your question. Give it to us, please.
Well, it's not a question. It's just a comment. Jolly Ranchers has the best flavors, and I'm just wondering if your guest knows how they can duplicate watermelon or green apple. And I'll just take my answer off the air. Thank you.
We did some work last summer with some fruit flavors, some strawberries and some blueberries and some raspberries. And, this day and age, there's lots of great quality dried fruits and dried fruit powders that are actually really good products and have really, really good flavors. The question becomes is how well do they translate to popcorn and how big of a category that can be.
Yeah. Now, I believe I've had the blueberry.
Mm-hmm.
It was my impression that it, Honestly, it tasted a little bit more. The one time in my life I tried a blueberry-scented cigarillo when I was 14 or 15, and it tasted a lot like that.
Okay. Yeah, and it is. I mean, and part of that is, you know, we kettle pop all of our popcorn, so we have some oil involved in the process. And again, it's how all those flavors relate to each other that impact you as you eat the product. And sometimes some of the fruit flavors work and some of them don't work as well.
Is there one flavor you remember from your youth that maybe is no longer there you'd like to capture?
You know, I think a pizza flavor mm-hmm. is something that all of us kind of harken back to. Everyone understands pizza. But again, can we create that flavor and get it to be part of a popcorn heritage that works for people? That's the challenge.
Glenn Fluke, who is the COO of Dale & Thomas Popcorn in Englewood, New Jersey, thanks very much for being with us.
You betcha. Thanks, Scott.
And you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.